pre-recording this because this is not live. It's a podcast. You're downloading it to your phone. So obviously this has been pre-recorded. We are recording this in the middle of August. Now, I hate August, just to begin with. I've always hated August. Nothing good happens. Well, my wife's birthday's in August, so she was born.
What has August done to you other than maybe get you ready for going back to
school? Gets me to go friggin' school. Yeah, when I was a kid, it was always the most depressing month for me because you had to go back to school and it's hot out. So what happened this week? My wife and I had, we like to call it a nap. We took a nap. I know I may be destroying my children's
show. Who doesn't call it a nap? What do you mean? We call it a nap. Like somehow that's a unique, special thing.
Well, that's what we called it when the kids were little and they didn't know any better. But now we say we're going to go take a nap. And they're like, yeah, okay. You guys are going to like smoosh.
Oh, I understand. So in other words, like when I was in college and my girlfriend's roommate would be around or not around, we'd say we were doing the dishes. So you guys had to go do the dishes.
Yeah, yeah. We were scrubbing
That was a euphemism for that.
We were scrubbing it pretty good, yeah. So we went down and in our house, we went downstairs and it's always basements are cooler. We live in Ohio. We have basements, unlike those freaks in California. But we have basements.
I don't have a basement.
You don't have a basement?
I don't have a basement. What do you mean to judge me like that?
Judge you. I just was
you
surprised.
You don't have a basement?
No.
I don't have a basement. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So anyway, you're in the basement. You and the wife of Chubby go downstairs to schmoosh or take a nap. Your code for doing
take
the dishes
nap,
or
yeah.
getting it on and some yeah. love and stuff, whatever. Yeah.
You know, horizontal bop, all that kind of stuff. So downstairs,
sure.
It's cooler downstairs. I come upstairs it was like Sunday night. I come upstairs and I'm like, it's warm up here. Well, our air conditioner went out in freaking
that's never good.
August. In August.
Well, they don't go out in February, dude.
No, that's true. They don't. But it didn't go completely out. You know, it's one of those things where you can still feel it blowing cold air a little bit. So he took some fans and put it next to the vents. And it's a Sunday night. So when you call the landlord, is it really an emergency? I don't care if it's 90 degrees, but is it really an emergency? And we had to get somebody to come out and fix it. But it was out for like 2 days. And it's like 90 friggin' degrees outside.
Sweating balls.
I came home today because we got it fixed today, but I came home today. And what's the first thing you do when you come home? Usually, what's the first, if you've been gone for a couple hours, what's the first thing you end up doing aside from letting the dog out?
I take my shoes off.
You go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's true. I had to go to the bathroom.
I had to go take a grumper, you know, that whole thing.
Get naked.
Well, I don't get naked to do that. I mean.
Well, I mean, if you're hot and it's August, you want to get your clothes off, maybe fresh clothes if you've been out.
Well, yeah,
unless
but
you're
I mean.
Going from air conditioning to air conditioning.
Is it weird to not want to shower? I mean, I'm not like Rafi from the league. I don't have to take off all my clothes to take a crap. I'm not like dump buddies with them. And I go in there and of course, usually, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're in a house that's air conditioned, the coldest place in the house is the bathroom.
Yeah, a lot of times, sure.
Because it's usually a relatively small room that you can close the door and then there's one vent for it at least. And so, there's no like outdoor window to it. I mean, and if you do, it's that little like bullshit window that's like the size of a cafeteria tray, like frosted glass. So no one can look in and watching you know, doing your thing. And I am just dripping in sweat. And of course I come out all squeaky and sloshy and everything. I wish I could meet the guy who invented air conditioning. Because I don't think I could live in Ohio or anywhere on the planet without it.
We're so soft now.
We are.
I mean, seriously. It used to be.
Well, you have AC, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you don't have a basement.
Of course
I have
AC. I'd be dead by now if I didn't have AC. But we are soft as a people. I mean, seriously. Yeah. There are parts of the world where they don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
When I was a kid and I didn't even have air conditioning, central air or whatever, until I was probably 13 or 14, yeah. Which is really late. We lived in different apartments or whatever. We have a fan, you know, if you were lucky, it was set up right where you could open up windows and it was passive, you know,
yeah,
and
but,
you
I mean,
move through.
Again, Ohio, where it's like 85 degrees at night and 90% humidity, a fan doesn't do you a damn bit of good at that point.
One of my most favorite places on planet Earth is Las Vegas. I've lived there. I've visited there.
Yeah.
I partied, hung out.
Hoover Dam powers that entire damn city.
Yes, it does. It literally. And in fact, if there were not air conditioning, there would be no Las Vegas because it's uninhabitable. Let's be honest.
It
I mean, it is an oasis, but without air conditioning, it's desert.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it is a desert. It's literally in the desert. And it's.
That's correct.
I was there once and it was 120 degrees.
Yeah.
You'd walk out of the hotel. And what's weird is that the hotel in Vegas, you know this, they have open doors.
That's the most bizarre thing. You can be just in proximity to the front door if you're homeless and you'd be okay.
But they just have this vertical shaft of air going down that kind of acts as a shield. But when you walk outside, it's like a blast furnace out there.
It's literally like walking into an oven. Like you open the oven doors. That's what it reminds me of as a kid. Is you open the oven door, and maybe mom's making bread or whatever the hell you got going on in the oven, and it just washes you out there. There's no moisture. It's complete dryness.
Yeah. Well, it's worse when it's moisture. I was in Vegas once, and it was like 40% humidity at 120 degrees, which is like 200% humidity at 90 degrees. I mean,
miserable, ugly, bad.
It was so bad the locals were complaining. And I'm like, oh Jesus, this is terrible.
Well, they made fun of me there in the winter when I lived there because worked it with these guys, you know, and then they were like, well, you come from the cold because we're coming from Ohio. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but no. It was like 25 degrees, I think, at the coldest, and it wasn't for long. Mm. Or, you know, into the 40s, and I'm wanting to wear like a coat. I got multiple sweaters because I got acclimated to that 115. I got acclimated to the 110. I got acclimated to that. And then you go to the other direction, and they just thought I was – we are soft as a people. I mean, really, you lose lights, you lose air conditioning, and we're screwed.
Well, I mean, if I lose air conditioning in October, I'm okay with it. See, I have a buddy who lives out in Phoenix, Arizona. We went there and visited him once in July. It was 125 degrees there.
Yeah.
And like when we were driving into town, and we were driving into town at like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, it was late. Sun was down. If you touched the windshield, it felt physically hot, so much that you couldn't keep your hand there.
Yeah, it'd kill you.
In the nighttime. So
that's right.
We went there and I like went to his house. He lived with a roommate and I was like dying in that house. And I'm like, don't you have the AC on? And they're like, well, yeah, we do, but we keep it at 78 or whatever. And I'm like, can't you crank it down to 71 or lower? I keep the house at like 68. Because part of it is I'm a polar bear.
But if you kept it at 68 and it was 110 in Arizona or in Vegas, you'd come back inside, though, and you would freeze to death. You would die.
Yeah,
80.
Would.
Like, when I lived out there, we'd have it like 78 or 80.
Yeah.
And literally, it was fine. It was perfect. Mm. And what really messed with my head, though, is when it cooled down to like a really sweet, comfortable 90, late at night, you go out or whatever.
Well, 90 at night.
It feels cool after a buck and a quarter.
Well, but also if there's low humidity, too. It's not so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's when you have that sun beating down on you.
Those sweat beads in the back of your ears or whatever because you don't sweat properly because there's no humidity.
Yeah. What's funny is, so I was over visiting my folks today, and before they had fixed my air conditioning, and my dad was like, he was like 82. And he's like, well, you know, we should have been like when I were growing up in Cleveland, we'd have these heat waves that would last 4 or 5 days. And I'm like, dude, I grew up in this house in the 70s when we didn't have air. We didn't get air conditioning until I was like 18, getting ready to head off to college.
I'm not alone. Yeah. I'm not as much of a freak as I thought.
We spent the whole summer in the basement.
Sure.
Because the basement's cooler. But yeah, I cannot survive without air conditioning. I don't know what I would do.
What about the poor bastards in Europe? They don't have air conditioning in Europe, stateside. And so they just literally, people die.
Yeah.
Like they go around
well, they
and just
die
like, pick
in
up
America,
the dead
too,
gets...
from the heat. Happens all. Because what
they
ends
do.
Up happening is you get these old people who are 186 years old and they don't turn on their air. What I don't understand are the people like, you've met people like this who go, I don't turn on my air conditioning until Memorial Day. It's a rule of mine. And I'm like, bitch, if it's 90 degrees in February, I'm turning on the goddamn air conditioning.
That's why you have it. I totally get. My mom used to be that way when I was a kid. I don't like to turn the heat on until like Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'm freezing. There aren't enough blankets. Why did you turn the heat on? That's why we have heat.
I'll turn the heat on Labor Day if it's cold enough. I said to my wife today, because it was funny, because we, you know, went to bed last night and it was really, really hot, but I had fans going and everything. And fortunately, even though it's bristling hot during the day, it gets down at least to 70, mid, like high 60s at night. So
yeah,
you open the doors and windows and at least move some cool air around. And I said, having grown up for the first 18 years of my life without air conditioning, I mean, aside from going to like the grocery store where it was air conditioned, I realized if there's nothing I can do about it, I can acclimate.
Well, sure, because you don't have a choice. It's either that or what? Die? Quit?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you, do? Just,
you learn to sleep when it's hot. But it's when you have a choice and you can change it, but you don't. Like, you go into, like, the people who won't turn on the air, or they'll be like, well, I don't want to turn it on too low. It's like, dude, get it to the comfortable level that you are and maybe never leave your house. Like, my friend who lives in Phoenix, he used to smoke. He quit smoking, but he used to smoke. He'd go out smoking all the time. Well, of course, that's going to just completely mess with you. Cause also just opening the door. Because when they fixed the air conditioning in this house, it took all day for it to cool down because, first of all, we'd gone 2 days without the air, and so the entirety of the house was hot. So yeah,
how were you guys getting along?
We're doing fine.
Was there a little bit more agitation, a little aggravation, tempers flaring a little bit?
It's just because I'm just a grumpy bastard, so that I don't think it had anything to do with that. And now, if it had gone on for like a week, would have been a different story.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because, like, we had the tornado go through. We had no power for, like, 7-8 days. People were really in a good mood, surprisingly. Granted, I bought a generator. Because after about 4 days of them saying, hey, no, your power will be back on, then you realize the enormity of the situation. Yeah. Here's what I wonder. Like, now we have such road rage problems, people's short tempers and all the other stuff, people, you know, losing their minds, sort of. Like, what's the Michael Douglas movie where it was
Falling down.
Like, falling down. Couldn't handle it anymore. How come there weren't more situations like that before the air conditioning? Because, I mean, you would think that there would be more people, more volatile, and more just over the edge when there really was nowhere to go.
But see, back then, you got used to it. Now we're used to air conditioning. Almost every house that's built today has an air conditioner in it.
That's right.
Every car that comes off the assembly line,
Alaska.
You have to come. Yep. Yeah, well, Alaska's true because Alaska had a big heat wave. I've been to Alaska in the summer. And, like, up in the Yukon Territory, like, British Columbia, right up there.
With the super-sized mosquitoes that are, like, the size of a small dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those huge ones. But we drove to Alaska. We came in. We stayed in the Yukon somewhere, like, that first, I forget what city it was, or town, really. And we found a place that had air conditioning. It was this big-ass room with this dinky little air conditioner in the window. It didn't do shit. And it was warm, because it was Canada Day, actually. It was July 1st or something like that. And it was roaring hot in there. But they look at it and say, well, they got about a month of that. And then they just need heat. So they just deal with it. It's sort of like when I was a kid, a lot of places weren't air conditioning, cars and schools and our homes. And there were a lot of places that you just didn't have air conditioning and you just lived with it. Nowadays, you're used to it. Every place you go has air conditioning. I mean, yeah. I can't think of a place that isn't air conditioned that you would go normally.
No, I mean, any place that's inviting you in at this point is going to have it for the most part. This is the thing that I don't understand. First of all, every year on the radio, I got to remind people, and no one tells me, it's not like a contractual obligation, it's a humanity thing. Yeah. I feel like I have to remind people that when it gets so hot, to check on the elderly, to check on the infirm, that'd be the sickly. And for God's sake, don't leave the children or the elderly, the infirm, or the pets, because they have no thumb, most of the dogs and cats. Now that you travel with most cats don't travel well.
They never do.
Leave them in cars. Leave them in traffic. I mean, how is it that happens? Every year there's a culling of the herd. It's a small population. 15 to 20 kids just end up burning up in cars. Yeah. And I'm not making light of it. And maybe this isn't really a funny thing. But I don't understand how somehow people get stupid. They forget. They don't understand how it gets hot in the car. You ever open your car door after you've had it? Like, if it's not in the garage?
Even if it's in the garage, most garages aren't air conditioned. Our garage is a billion degrees right now.
That's right. It's hot and just miserably uncomfortable. And then the other thing I don't understand about this is every year there's a plea, and I'm not hating on the poor. I grew up arguably a single mom working her ass off, and I never went hungry. There was always a roof on my feet. I may not have had Nikes, but I had shoes.
There was
of some
a roof
sort.
On your feet?
There was a roof on my feet. That's a tough job in the summer. Son of a bitch. Talk about people who are of a special ability, I am not cut out for that. 90 degrees, messing with tar paper and whatever shingles and stuff on a roof. Holy crap. But every year, there's a please help the needy, donate fans. Where are there's still places with no air conditioning. And what happened to last year's fans? Do they burn up? Do people throw them away? Every single year, we need more fans for the people who don't have any money. And I have not had money myself.
In my life, fans are like candles. You don't need them until the AC goes out. You don't need the candles until the lights go out.
But they last for, treat them like you care. If it were me and I had no other means, for God, I would take care of that the way I would take care of, like, you know, where's my last sandwich? Because I know I'm going to need the fan.
How expensive are fans? You can get them for like $16 at Walmart.
But every single year, it's, please help us. We need donate fans. Where did the old fans, do they break? Are they cheap now? They didn't used to be. I remember the metal ones. I remember
I'll tell you exactly what happened. You're giving them. My kid, my son was doing that today. He was like, I can't wait to talk like Tommy Wiseau. Hey, hi, Mark.
I used to love doing it. And then I'd always want to stick stuff in the fan and like see, you know, because I was stupid. It was a young kid.
Have you ever caught the fan blade in your hand? Oh, and you like,
yeah.
Like I have a fan right now that it's like held the screen. Like all this thing that protects everybody from getting their face ripped off.
Yeah, they used to not require that.
Yeah. Well, no, my aunt used to have one that was. See, now those blades are made of
plastic.
Those
metal fans. She had probably one of those big 2-ton fans, I bet.
It was like a desk fan, but it was open to if you sneezed wrong, and I've caught my finger on that stuff, you could lose entire body parts. Do not try to have sex with a fan. At all.
Wait a minute. Who the hell do you... That's the public service message you have?
Yes.
Who the hell do you think you have to talk to? I mean, did that ever occur to you to, like, stick it in the fan blade? What's wrong with you? Anyone dumb enough to try to sex it up with the fan deserves to get whatever they get.
There's some guy...
a thinning of the herd situation.
Oh, look, you know, Florida man sticks his dick in a fan, loses it all. You know there's somebody doing that.
I want that headline. I want to see that headline. It may be clickbait, but son of a bitch, that's one of the best things I think I've ever heard. Oh my God, that's awesome.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.